Peace. Welcome to Spears and Mics, hip hop culture knowledge in the streets. I'm Zulu King L1. So, Jay-Z, I got a lot of positive things to say about the GQ interview overall. I thought it was dope. I like to see when brothers that don't be in front of the camera often get candid, just make themselves available. I also think it's dope that he did it to someone, you know, I don't want to say outside the culture to discredit the young man, because he seems like he's a big fan or supporter of hip hop culture. I don't know, you know, his resume or his body of work, but I thought the young man did an incredible job, and I hope it gives him a great platform to boost his career to new heights. It certainly should do that. He did a very good job. So salute to the young man, and forgive me for not knowing his name. Obviously, he must be some type of journalist, writer, involved with GQ, right? He did a great job. Hats off to the brother. I thought overall Jay-Z did a very good job as well. But there were some things that were very concerning to me that kind of upset me while I was watching it. And I was surprised. I didn't expect this. And I don't expect anything. I don't want to say it's slander, but I don't want to ever hear someone who's considered one of the greatest of all time by many, not all. I know there's a lot of like pure hip hop heads that seem to not take a liking to Hov. Maybe it's the success, the money, his braggadocious style at a certain time, because that kind of rubbed me the wrong way also during his debut, you know, just coming out of nowhere. Maybe it was hate. I don't know, right? But what caused me to be really upset watching this, because I have high standards for brothers like Jay-Z, any like brother or MC that's considered a GOAT in hip hop from the different eras, whether it's Grandmaster Caz, Melly Mel, Busy B, Raheem of the originals, right? The original MCs. Those are some of the GOATs of that era. And then when you got the next generation of KRS-One, Cool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, LL Cool J, you know what I'm saying? You know, Rakim, of course, right? And then you know, the next generation to me, the third generation of greats, you know, Nas, of course, Jay-Z, some was considered Tupac or Notorious B.I.G. to be in those, you know, categories. You know, I'm not here to dispute that or give my take on it. That's what, from me being around, being raised up into hip hop culture as a Zulu, these are some of the conversations me and many of my peers have had. And I'm talking about hundreds of peers, right? Hundreds of Zulus. When you have one of the greats kind of like discrediting or misspeaking on the elements of hip hop, or as he said, the pillars of hip hop. And I know there's people that have referenced the elements of hip hop as the pillars of hip hop, but the purist would normally, most people would say, identify them as elements, right? And the elements of hip hop, even though most would consider it to be four elements, there's actually five elements, especially us in the Zulus. We always talk about the fifth element, which is being knowledge, which is the foundation of everything in existence, right? We all know that. The four main elements of hip hop is MCing, DJing, B-boying, right? And graffiti. Those are the four elements. And the fifth element is knowledge. So it's, you know, it's not weird, but I was like a little surprised that it was called pillars, but I've heard that reference many of times, right, as pillars of hip hop, but most people consider it elements. All right, I don't want to continue to harp on that. So when he said breakdancing, right, commonly, most of us will say breakdancing to the public because people may not necessarily know what b-boying is or rocking. So we'll use that term, even though that's the term that we should not be using. We should be calling it b-boying or b-girling. That's the actual term for it, right? But I didn't like it. It was almost like a shot, like an uppercut or a kick in the groin to the b-boys, because number one, b-boying, breaking, is very much alive hundreds of crews around the world. It's probably the most active element worldwide. Something that's practiced every day, something that's competition probably around the world every day, something that brings a lot of people together every day is b-boying. And I don't ever want to discredit, one of the most important elements, right? Because who are we without the dancers? Who are we without the b-boys, the rockers? So to say breakdancing was dead because it was in the Olympics, that was foul, Hove. That was like, I was taken back by that and very disappointed. Very disappointed to hear one of the all-time greats in the culture say that breakdancing is dead because it was in the Olympics. When in fact, right? And I know a lot of B-boys that were very proud of this moment, even though maybe some of the competitors fell short or didn't represent the culture accordingly. But that was a milestone for hip hop. And we can't push that back, or we can't let nobody diminish that. You know what I'm saying? So, Jay, respectfully, I think, you know what I'm saying? You owe the B-boys, the B-girls, the rockers, all the original B-boys that gave their time and life. And I'm gonna tell you, it's the B-boys, the really the ones that spread the culture the furthest. You know what I'm saying? When you look at the history of the Bronx Rockin' Crew, right? TBB, peace to TBB, peace to my brother Pluto also, peace to Patch, Abby, all the originals, you know what I'm saying? I'll tell you like this, you're disrespectful to one of the elements that cares for hip hop the most. A movement within the culture that brings it all together. You know what I'm saying? The Mighty Zulu Kings, right? The original B-boys that were formed that really pushed the culture. And it's still something that's being passed on, taught, and learned, and still keeping youth out of trouble to this day. Now, I do understand that when we look at the high point of b-boying was probably the 70s, 80s. It was everywhere. Like Hov said that the DJ was at the forefront. There was a time where b-boys were kind of the forefront of hip-hop and got a lot of attention. We all know that Rocksteady Crew, I believe, performed for Ronald Reagan at the White House, right? These are milestones in hip-hop, and we shouldn't diminish or ever like talk badly about any of the elements in the culture, because you are a part of this culture, a big part of the culture. So we gotta like expect like a little bit more consideration and a little bit more respect from you. The same respect that the culture gives you, the same accolades that the culture gives Jay-Z, he has to give it in return to those that are doing for the culture. It's very important that I think he like at least like does a little something to take that back. You know what I'm saying? There was some truth to what he says that as far as the DJ goes, that they were at the forefront, right? He gave the reference to Eric B and Rakim, Jazzy Jeff, I'm sorry, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. You know what I'm saying? Like they were at the forefront, right? They came first. It isn't so much that, but you got to still respect the many DJs that are putting in the work, that are actually working hard at giving the MCs like an opportunity, like basically people like Lord Sear, rest in peace, who just passed away, who gave people a platform to further push their MC career, right? The Stretch and Bobbitos of the world. We can never discredit DJs. We can never discredit the B-boys, right? When you talked about graffiti, right? And then you had your comment where he said it's nice in some places. Now I know this is grown man Hove. This is millionaire or billionaire Hove that we talking about. So maybe he doesn't like to see graffiti. But I grew up in the same neighborhood as Jay-Z, and I remember seeing graffiti all over the trains, right? Because I would get off Flushing Avenue. Maybe he would get off on Marcy on the G train. But I used to get right off there on Flushing Avenue, and it used to be all over the trains, inside and out. You couldn't even see outside the train, right? And he mentioned Basquiat. He mentioned these brothers that, Keith Haring, that elevated past being an aerosol artist or a street graffiti writer, and they became world renowned. And there's dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds of other graffiti writers that also became world renowned. Peace to Tats Crew, all of them, world renowned. You know what I'm saying? Recognized around the world beyond just like being graffiti on the wall, being spray paint on the wall. Don't disrespect the ones that have given a lot to the culture. Don't diminish their role. Because to me, all the elements are equal. Of course, emceeing, and it's called emceeing, Jay, not battling. That was another disappointment. That was another disappointment. When you have a platform or something that's going to probably get a billion views worldwide, speak on the culture properly. It's never been called battling. It's not an element of hip hop. It's MCing. And I know you know that. Ain't no one ever called you one of the best battlers. You know what I'm saying? Even though obviously your battle with Nas was historic and indeed one of the greatest, and to me, still the most relevant battle of all time. Despite the hype over Drake and Kendrick Lamar, I still think to me personally, Nas and Jay-Z was the greatest battle in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Because I could only think that if it happened in today's date, like if we had the technology, it would have been, of course, all over the world and people would have been talking about it nonstop. And for me, in my era, people still were talking about it nonstop. This is something we talked about for months, maybe years, nonstop. It drew a line. It was always very personable. But Jay, I love you. I love your music. I love what you contributed. I love your train of thought in most case scenarios. Just never diminish the role of what hip hop has done. Any participants, any contributors to the culture should always be respected on the same level, same plane. Even if the person isn't a billionaire, even if the person isn't world renowned, we know the pioneers never got the accolades or the financial blessings that you received. But they deserve great respect for their contributions. So I would love to see you, not necessarily apologize because it wasn't flagrant, but just, going forward, if you're going to reference the culture, put it in a more positive light and give a little bit more respect to those that have contributed and done amazing things for the culture. So what I do want to touch on is another thing about it, right, is the fact that he has said that the battling became too disrespectful, too personal, too much, bringing the children involved. And I would agree with that. I think that there should be certain guidelines or lines that we don't cross when it comes to battling in hip hop. And I think when Pusha T went at Drake and kind of exposed that, I thought it was crazy. I thought it was kind of dope at the time, but as you start to become older and you become a parent and then you start to see things differently, you know what I mean? You don't never want to see the women and the children being involved, because people are crazy. I mean, we know people are lunatics, right? Someone shot up Rihanna's crib with an assault rifle recently, couple weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? So you're dealing with people that one day could be your fans, one day they could be obsessed, one day they could be stalking someone and kill someone, like John Lennon. You know what I mean? So I kind of agree with Jay on his thoughts on that, right? But battling is a part of hip hop. It's in the DNA of hip hop, from the battles with Busy B, the battles with LL, the battles with 50, the battles with him, Jay-Z himself, Nas, you know what I mean? A good documentary for anyone that's young or haven't seen the documentaries Beef 1, 2, and 3. That's a pretty good idea of some of the legendary battles throughout hip hop. Check those out by Quincy QD3. I think that's Quincy Jones' grandson. Beef Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. Those are great to get into the hip hop battles, right? But battling is not the element of hip hop. It's emceeing. That's how we, if we identify a rapper, we call him an MC in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So, all I could say is, yes, it should be not as personal, but say what you want to say on wax, say what you want to say on the record. Just don't let it get physical. Don't let it get out of hand. Don't get the gangs involved. Don't get the streets involved. Let the music do what it does, and let the fans, let the culture decide who won the battle. I appreciated the Drake and the Kendrick Lamar battle. I didn't listen to all the songs. I kind of caught whatever I caught, and I know there was a lot of people dissecting this song after song and giving certain rounds to one person and the other person. It didn't engage me much because I saw Drake as someone that used ghostwriters, so I wasn't engaged in it too much because I'm like, yo, if he's sitting down with a dozen dudes in the room and they're all feeding him lines, like, that's really not him battling. It's a one-sided battle. Like, you got Kendrick with his pen, his notepad, and then Drake got a room full of dudes writing for him. You know what I'm saying? And I say that respectfully because I think Drake is an incredible recording artist. You know what I'm saying? But I never viewed him as an MC. I never viewed him as a battle. Like, even when I saw him, I kind of respected him a little bit when I saw him going at Common, because I was like, yo, he going at Common. And I thought he was saying something, you know what I mean? But, you know, like, yo, Common is one of the greats, man. Peace to Common. Great actor, by the way, also. One of my favorites out of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to, you know, drag this anymore, you know what I'm saying? But to me, when I heard him say those things about the elements, when I saw Jay say those things about the elements, I said, I have to address it. I have to speak on this because someone has to correct it. And I'm sure people would probably come in here, Hove stands, or, you know what I'm saying? Without, I'm a big fan of Jay-Z myself, you know, so if you want to come in the comments and try to shred me, that's fine. I mean, I probably bought all his albums, most of them, I think all of them, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure I got them all, you know. That might be, I think I was gifted 444 because I was a T-Mobile subscriber, or still am. So I think you got that for free. That's probably the only album I didn't buy because I got it for free. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, put respect on the culture. You know, I'm not saying this to disrespect Jay-Z. I'm saying it because I got so much respect for you that I want to see you give hip hop culture the respect that it deserves. You know what I'm saying? That's really all I got to say, man. And you know, again, when we to any MC, anybody in the culture, let's quote things accordingly. When we talk about the elements of hip hop, let's identify them as MCing, DJing, breaking, or really b-boying, should I say, b-boying, b-girling, and graffiti or aerosol arts. That's how we talked about it in the Zulu Nation. You know what I'm saying? That's how we learn the culture. And we should always continue to add the fifth element, knowledge. It's important. It's important. And I think it gives balance to when we talk about the elements of hip hop, because, you know, knowledge is really how all this gets passed on. Someone, you don't necessarily get, some of this talent is God-given, right? You receive it naturally. But there's also things like, I know B-boys be teaching each other. They practice, they perfect their moves, right? Like, when I used to spend time with the big bro Lead Rock, you know what I'm saying, aka Precise, he used to show me on the turntables a little bit how to mix. He showed me how to cut up the record a little bit. I didn't really grasp on well, but he had a down pat, you know what I'm saying? But this is the knowledge that others give you, you know what I'm saying, so you could learn the culture, you know what I'm saying, because you got to learn the culture before you teach the culture, you know what I'm saying? So that's all, man. You know what I'm saying? Respect to all the culture, all the contributors, all the people that have truly lived the culture. And let's make sure that all our hip hop artists have the highest and the greatest respect for one another, despite whether you at the top or the bottom of the culture, or whether you an MC or a B-boy. Let's always give each other the love and the respect so that way we could all win together. You know what I'm saying? So peace and love to Jay-Z. Peace and love to the young man that did that interview from GQ. You know, pardon self that I don't know your name, but I'm gonna look it up. And I'm also gonna share that interview in the comments or the description so that you all could see it, even though I'm sure probably the whole world already seen it. Again, this is Spears and Mike's Hip Hop Culture, Knowledge Streets, where we, you know, talk about hip hop on a weekly basis. Sometimes we talk about stories and experiences within the Zulu Nation. Sometimes we just drop knowledge, you know. Sometimes we talk about revolutionary figures and community activists. There's a lot of different things within the culture that we could discuss. So we don't try to keep it in one box. We try to give you, you know, the full spectrum of the culture and everything that surrounds it and encompasses it. And again, I'm Zulu King L1. Peace to my co-host, my brother Just P, also my brother Watt. Love y'all brothers, man. And I'm looking forward to when we get back as a group, because those are the best episodes to me, when we together feeding off each other with the energy and all of that. You know what I'm saying? But peace and love to all. Peace.